This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. America's central bankers start a meeting today with a verdict tomorrow on interest rates. Inflation is off the boil, but has not fallen as quickly as hoped, suggesting no interest rate cut tomorrow. And real people here in the real world remain unhappy about prices. Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer.
We all have our gut feelings about inflation based not on the government's official tallies, but on sort of a basket of our favorite goods and services whose prices we follow closely. A gallon of gas, stuff in our grocery carts.
There's certain kinds of cheese or a quart of blueberries that is my go-to reference.
Brett House teaches economics at Columbia University. He says he uses the cheese and blueberry prices as a kind of North Star to track how inflation is hitting his wallet. Now, the federal government has two North Stars for inflation, the Consumer Price Index, or CPI, and the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, or PCE. Each has its own basket tracking the prices of certain goods and services. They give more weight to some items in the basket than others, and the baskets may or may not include your own personal North Star prices.
No sample survey index is entirely accurate. They don't capture every price.
Or every consumer's experience. You might feel like inflation is much hotter than the CPI and PCE if you're spending most of your paycheck on high-priced stuff, like rent on a new apartment.
I kind of knew from my job that rents were elevated.
That's Justin Widener. His job, an economist at Deutsche Bank in New York. He just moved into a one-bedroom. He's paying about $3,300 a month. Widener says if you're apartment or house hunting, eat out a couple of times a week, or have kids in daycare, you probably think the CPI and PCE are too low.
There is some sense in which they are wrong relative to the average person.
But Widener says the inflation indexes aren't meant to be one size fits all. They're supposed to represent the experience of a typical consumer. So the PCE and CPI aren't exactly wrong, but that doesn't mean they can't be improved. Allison Schrager is an economist and senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute. She points out it takes a while for new products to be included in the baskets.
Not initially, usually not until it's like widely adopted.
And Schrager says the CPI and PCE generally don't directly include borrowing costs. She says it might be time to add them in, since it looks like interest rates will be higher for longer. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.